Healing Collective Trauma, a process for integrating our intergenerational and cultural wounds, by Thomas Hubel. Review by Karina Lutz. Emerging systems of healing seem to be converging, or to see with ancient eyes, old systems are reconverging, and they are meeting us at the work that reconnects evolving edge. That's how it goes in the Great Turning. That's one takeaway from reading Healing Collective Trauma by self-described modern mystic Thomas Hubel, out this year from Sounds True. At the very least, if a purpose of the work that reconnects is to help people find their place in the healing of the world, we have allies in the emerging field of healing collective trauma. Hubel has been convening conferences on the topic and developing and facilitating group work internationally to address issues of societal level trauma, calling his method the Collective Trauma Integration Process. Work that reconnects facilitators will recognize many of its elements, in particular the taboo-breaking deep dive into so-called negative emotional realms. He uses the term collective shadow, defining it not simply in Jungian terms, but including ancestral and legacies. The emerging field of historical trauma is revealing that the descendants of Holocaust and slavery survivors may carry into the present unhealed wounds of their ancestors, both epigenetically and culturally. At the same time, Hubel describes, trauma affects us horizontally in the present as social wounding, like racism, sexual violence, or war. Even simply hearing about and seeing videos of the horrors humans perpetrate upon each other transmits trauma to all of us. The many tragedies voiced by a group doing the Elm Dance or the Cairn of Mourning, for example, surface that horizontal thread of collective shadow. Hubel mentions the destruction of species and ecosystems, etc., but his groups often work with the legacies of the Holocaust and war. Facilitators will not only resonate, but learn. And here's where another evolving edge becomes clear. From Hubel's expectations of the emotional, spiritual development of collective trauma integration process facilitators, he lists skills and qualities he calls essential to effectively leading this profoundly transformative work. The evolving edge is not just teaching facilitators to be more inclusive, in other words, less racist, but to understand the dynamics of trauma, historic, horizontal, and for all of us in terms of the losses of or to our home and our larger self, Earth. Hubel's process also includes a systemic, holistic, relational paradigm of reality, which Hubel, as a mystic, extends to the spiritual realm more explicitly than Macy does. WTR facilitators will find Hubel's deep time work aligned to and fascinating. His groups work with ancestors with a focus on the trauma they lived, either as victims or perpetrators, and they work with the future using a technique developed by Otto Scharmer called presencing. It sounds very much like Macy's fourth time, accessing past and future through the present moment. While Macy and other WTR facilitators often pose our work with ancestors and descendants as a function of imagination, at least at first, Hubel and Scharmer unabashedly assert the reality of this connection with the ancestors and future beings. With presencing, Scharmer writes in a sidebar in the book, we are able to access a future that wants to become. much as our deep time work does in the going forth portion of the spiral, touching such a life-affirming future informs a path forward to the realization of it. The great work of the great turning and the quickness with which it must occur is seen as possible, not just by seeing with a systems lens and using systems levers, but as emergent and calling to us from the or a future. Certainly, becoming more trauma-informed as facilitators is a key piece of WTR's evolving edge. Our core environmental and social issues are laden with trauma. Our work to decolonize the work requires the ability to acknowledge and midwife the transformation of the trauma that affects all parties to oppression, racism, sexism, militarism, poverty, and earth abuse. The oppressed and the oppressor. Often the oppressor is acting out of trauma as hurt people, but even in absence of causal trauma, oppressors cause even themselves trauma if left severe as they sever connection and lose the resilience and beauty of diversity. Mutual causality is at work, as always. Our shift in consciousness away from power over the shared power of interbeing requires the healing of trauma and helps in the healing. So much of trauma is due to an exercise of power over, either systemically or personally, and often both. The trauma lens Hubble offers in his book, and all the emerging healing techniques for collective trauma, including his group process, offer great hope. They are the shift in perception away from power over. Hubble's description of the collective trauma integration process is a mystic's view of the psycho-spiritual energies of group process. Psychically aware work that reconnects facilitators may feel relief to hear the spiritual energy of group processes acknowledged to such a degree. And others may learn much about how much deeper we can go with our groups using Hubble's skills and processes. Regardless, I recommend we all read the book and become part of the movement to heal collective trauma.